recording.
Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth.
Drummer.
Oh, man. He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drummer. Together you got smooth. Drummer.
Okay, and welcome to Smooth Drama. I have a little technical difficulties with the, switchboard.
It's your breath that is doing it.
Yeah, I'm going to take another month to live
with Butter Pecan and Dick Hugger.
Hopefully y'all can see us. I don't know, because it's not showing the little thumbnail thingy, but, you know, here we are.
You see me and I see you.
I guess that's all that matters, eh?
Yeah. Oh, well. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I had a good one. I was thinking all weekend, though.
What?
You know, the United States, in 2009, 154 years later, apologized for slavery.
What?
Yeah.
Who did?
United States officially apologized.
Who on behalf of the United States apologized?
The Senate in Congress. It came out and said, you know what? Black people, we sorry.
What?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, the funny part is, there were some people of a different persuasion who were upset by the apology.
Why?
That's what I'm asking. Now, you know me. I've been in racial rehab. I've been trying not to get into this whole ebony and ivory, we can't live in perfect harmony stuff. But no, they keep pulling me in.
Who pulling me in?
Well, I was watching the little clip of Hardball, and Steve Matthews was talking about how, well, why should we apologize? Over 600,000 people were killed fighting against slavery, da 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 da. And I'm like, you know what? Let me say this. Let me get my ducks in a row here. I'm not standing on the soapbox. Yeah,
uh-oh.
I'm just gonna say that. You know what?
Yeah.
Apology. You know, people apologize for the slightest things. Like, you know, you accidentally walk in front of somebody.
Excuse me. Right, no, but that's not
I'm
about
sorry.
I'm sorry.
You know, I'm sorry for getting in your way or whatever.
It's kind of after the fact, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, you accidentally bump somebody. You're like, sorry about that.
I don't. I'm just joking.
Yeah. That's what I'm
not
saying.
Me.
You know, people who have no couche.
Couche. Etiquette.
Yes. Etiquette. Don't apologize.
Okay.
Now.
What are you trying to say? The Senate's apologizing for something that they actually did not do. They're apologizing for the people that did it way back how many years ago.
Okay.
So I don't.
Yeah, but nobody.
That upsets me. It's not. I'm not upset because, you know, because of the apology. I'm upset because it came so far after it actually happened. So are they going to apologize for all the wars that we've been in and all the people that have been killed in because of these wars? I mean, they're apologizing.
That ain't where we're going.
Well, okay, where are you going with this?
I'm just saying that they're apologizing for slavery.
Right.
I'm just saying people of Caucasian persuasion, do not be mad because they apologize to slavery.
Oh, you're saying that they're Caucasians
Well, there were some people who were of that pigmentation.
Okay.
That were upset by
that,
the apology.
But, okay.
Yeah. But some odd reason. Now, you know, they're talking about, well, what? We gonna have to pay money, da 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 da. No, if I mean,
what is this da 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 da?
You know, et cetera.
Okay,
et cetera,
da 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 da. You want to break out in song?
No,
something.
I don't
want to
break out in song.
Okay.
You know, I mean, because you know those folks didn't get 40 acres and a mule back then.
40 acres and a mule.
Now, you wasn't upset by that.
Right.
You know, we wasn't upset by the fact that we didn't get the boat and all that other stuff until
right.
about 40 years ago.
Okay, so.
So.
The people of the other color?
Pigmentation.
Yeah, pigmentation. Excuse me. I couldn't think of the word that you used. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Well, basically, it's like this. Let it go.
Let it go.
There's an
what's
apology.
What do they say on that movie, Bad Boys? Woosa.
Yeah,
woosa. Right in here, woosa.
Woosa. You know, and if you don't even talk about it, most folks don't even know that there was an apology.
I didn't know. Where was this posted, or where did you find this at?
Everywhere.
It was posted everywhere, but I...
Yeah.
So was it on the news?
Yeah, because most folks don't. It wasn't on the general news.
Well,
you know,
why not?
Because the general news, they won't show you the weather. And
it wasn't on Fox, was it?
No.
I shouldn't have said that.
Well,
huh?
I don't really watch Fox.
Well, Fox is kind of known for,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it probably was on Fox because they probably was debating on the other side. Like,
why they
apologize.
Right.
And I'm just saying, just in closing, that, hey, let it go.
Let it, woosah.
Yeah, most folks didn't even know y'all apologized.
Woosah.
Yeah.
You're right.
They don't know. So
right.
Let it go.
Let it go. But you know what? We didn't announce that we have a special guest today.
You want to announce that?
Yeah, well, you announced it as Filski.
I
you know what?
I
you posted it. He posted it on Facebook, and you know, I couldn't let that one go.
Okay.
So I had to make a little comment on his Facebook. I said, "Who the heck is Filski?" And it's Silkski, one word.
Hey, I got some
and
retard
he,
in my DNA.
Okay. Retard. Woosah. Let it go.
Yeah.
He was in the group. Wu, and I hope I say this right. Wu Tang Clan.
He's in the Wu Tang Clan.
Wu Tang Clan.
He's the brother of Old Dirty Bastard.
ODB.
Rest in peace.
Telling you, people type in two words, silkski, and come up with like socks. Socks and
right.
He was like, I have my own clothing line.
Condoms.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
What?
They have condoms like that?
No, it's sheepskin. Okay.
I'm saying. I never heard of silk,
yeah.
But I've heard of the sheepskin ones
right.
for those that are allergic to latex. Right. Those
yeah.
are the ones that are, yeah. You have to special order those, I think.
Okay.
You can order them in bulk if you want to. Also, but. Yes, we think we're going to be.
I'm not even going to say why you would know that.
We don't want to. Hey, whatever. It wouldn't be a surprise to you. We're going to be calling him in a little bit. But before we do, we do want to play his song. He's just having a little technical difficulties with his computer. So we're going to keep on talking, and hopefully we'll get the music going.
I'm going to say this because you haven't said it in a couple of days.
A couple of days?
Arnold,
you suck! Did you get the budget done?
Hell no.
So 14, state workers have to take a 14% pay cut by taking 3 days off per month. Arnold, you suck.
Also, party people out there who is expecting the check from the state,
Yeah, there's an IOU coming to a mailbox near you.
What? Who, like the tax refund?
Anything that's coming from the state, it's an IOU.
You're kidding.
No.
So because of his lack of doing his job, do you think the bill collectors are going to accept IOUs?
Why not?
Arnold, Peter James, you better hurry up and send that money, man.
Yeah, Peter James, we could use that cash right about now. Send it to Arnold.
No,
because he's going to fuck it up.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you are the worst governor ever.
Ever.
Wasn't
his comment he wasn't going to sleep this weekend until the budget was done?
He don't look sleepy.
I don't know. He don't.
He don't look like he's underfed either.
Or neither does
he. Yeah, they look like they're eating well.
Living large.
After you have ruined the most prosperous state in the United States.
Uh-huh.
Good job, Arnold.
Right. Where's that petition at?
Yeah, nobody's knocked on my door yet.
What? What does that say?
Did
you blank on chat?
Once again, nobody has knocked on my door with the petition.
The petition.
Has anybody knocked on your door?
No.
Where are y'all at?
Nobody's on my doorbell.
Okay, I know what it is.
What?
You know what it is.
The shortage of paper?
No, it's not the shortage of paper because we have killed many trees.
Oh, I'm sure we have.
Here, all over the United States.
Yes, all over.
I guess this story might take it over the top. This might get the petition started because people don't care about themselves or other human beings not getting checked.
Right.
Arnold passed the law.
Arnold passed the law.
State passed the law.
State passed the law.
Guess what?
What?
Dogs.
Are going to have to pay what?
Nope. You know how you have the shelters?
Yes.
Well, the Hayden bill passed.
Uh-huh.
And the Hayden bill.
The Hayden Bill,
which was enacted 11 years ago, that requires California shelters to provide for animals for at least 6 days before euthanizing them.
Right.
So
they're closing them.
They're cutting that in half.
3 days before you euthanize
three
them?
3 days before you euthanize them. So they're saying that should save California $23 million.
By killing the animals sooner than what they should be.
What?
I don't get it.
We know how the American people love dogs and cats in general.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you should be out there with your petitions now. Arnold is going to kill the cats and the dogs, especially the dogs.
3 days sooner.
3 days sooner. Where y'all at?
Oh, my God, you're kidding. Hey.
Where y'all at?
Maybe we should start it. We should start a petition. I mean, people call in and tell us what you think. We could start the petition.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it.
If y'all think that Arnold is doing
a disservice
to California, please.
Call us at
646.
929-2037. You can also send us an email at
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Yes, and we'll take it up with Arnold. We'll start that petition, and or you can text the word
smooth drama to
41411 from your mobile device, and that is also a good way to stay connected to us, to find out who will be our future guests and some events that we've got going on. We've been asked to cover an album release party. We're not going to tell you who it is, because we want you to text that word smooth drama to 41411 so y'all can find out who we're going to be celebrating here in San Diego.
Right here in San Diego.
Right here in San Diego, and, you know, that whole album release party, and then we're talking about the whole pajama party. Cato, if you're listening, a Vocal Expressions, still want to do that pajama barbecue, you know, during the summer. We're all going to show up in our PJs.
That's a scary thought.
And live it up in my... Why is that a scary thought? What are you talking
because
about?
Some people don't need to be out in public in their PJs.
Why not?
Because...
Some people just don't need to be out in public. In fact, you know, did you read my shirt?
I'm busy, you're ugly, have a nice day.
Yeah. Mm. I got my bling on today.
That's very nice.
Yeah, it was pretty funny because I was walking around today and people were reading my shirt and, you know, I was kind of getting some strange looks.
I can imagine. I can imagine.
But I really don't care. So.
I know you don't.
McCall.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. We're going to have a call, and it's our guest. Hold on a second. Keep talking, man.
Silkski in the place to be.
Silkski.
Okay, you know how to answer the
phone? Hello.
Wow. Anyway.
Hey.
So.
Good.
Arnold being the worst governor official ever, it's right up.
Oh.
Well, it's not even right up there. Because I can't compare him to anybody. I mean, well. He was homies with George Bush, so you can see he's a good company. I mean, because Bush
endorses him,
and everybody endorses him here.
Yeah, I can do that.
Terrible.
We'll play that, and then we'll give you a call.
Here in California.
All right, so give us a few.
We have to bear with this man. Definitely shouldn't to bear with an individual as terrible. One who was voted in under a false pretext.
We'll give you a call on that.
Pretense of the law, which should never be used again. That's something that should be closed up because rightfully elected politician should be able to finish out his term unless he does something that is illegal, which, of course, Gray Davis never did. But I'm almost tired of talking about it, but for some reason... messed up the state so bad, we're stuck with it, unfortunately. I hope y'all heard about the dogs. You don't kill
cats.
Dogs.
And cats. So
dogs and cats.
Get that petition going.
Get that petition going.
But right now, we'd like to play a song from our guest, Silkski. And the song is called Sister Love, featuring Capadonna. What
happened?
He's having some technical difficulties.
No, that's the name of the song.
No.
Sister Love, what happened?
Oh, no, he said it was Sister Love.
Right.
But anyways, okay, here, he said Sister Love.
It's okay.
So, here's the song, and then right after we get done playing the song, we will give Mr. Silkski a call. So here's the song by Silkski, whatever it's called, What Happened.
Sister Love, What Happened.
There we go. Come on, play. When we first got together, we just killed each other. She was a good friend to me, and I was a good brother. It was a game changer, right? Hell, I'll come up to be some girls on the paper. Great friends, all that. Never did before, but she called me back. Communicated all the time. Step on check. I confident her. She gave a man rage with the time to be the truth. Like her own, I was there with a client. We was honest without shit. Never spit no game. Even the text was way back. Still for fame. But about a year later, she started to change. Too many males right around. Taking the brain, selling the soul for these children. Disrespect my name. I made a queen out of the chick, and now she's made. But I can resurrect the soul and bring her my home. I told her before, stop it. I'm sorry, she won't come on. I'm Come up with a commercial for some book shop or something. So.
I like this
stuff. No, well, you know. They are? A silk sock. Don't they just fall off your feet?
Have you ever worn a silk sock?
No, I don't think I have.
All right,
and
how did you?
That's what I think. Don't they fall off your stomach?
I wouldn't wear anything that would fall off.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're going to give Silksky a call right now. So, 1 second, let me just make sure that I am doing this correctly without hanging up on anybody. Yay! I did it!
Got skills to pay the bills.
That's right.
You know.
That's right, Silksky. Answer your phone, man. Yo, 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 yo.
Case.
Hello, Silksky.
Hey, how you doing?
You are on the air with the Butter Pecan.
Good talking.
On Smooth Drama. You know, we just picked a song.
Yo, word? No, that's what's up. How's everything? How's the people out there?
How we doing good, man? How you doing?
Yo, I'm doing good. You know what I'm saying? No doubt, baby. Everything is love, you know.
Ooh, look at that accent. Okay. Uh-huh. Brooklyn in the house.
Yeah, Brooklyn, baby, all day.
All right, well, I see you staying true to the new sound.
Oh, yeah, you know, much love, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it gully. You know what I'm saying? My brother Dirty, you know what I mean? He's gone right now, but I'm keeping the legacy going. We all keeping the legacy going.
All right.
You know, Wu-Tang, Brooklyn Zoo. You know what I mean? Definitely. I'll venture out of some different areas, but I'm not going to try to go too far across from Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying, the sound.
Well,
you know
I want to ask you a little something. So what direction you plan on going? What you plan on hitting us with?
Oh, man, you know, I just want to just keep that club thing going, you know, want people to be able to party and dance, and at the same time, you know, keeping it true to my roots, you know what I'm saying, coming out of Brooklyn, you know what I mean, and definitely, you know, I got that hardcore material, you know, I call it awareness rap, you know what I mean, because it's like right in your face type, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about, you know, I'm hardcore all the way, I can't listen to that other stuff, so the harder the better.
What?
Yeah, no doubt.
Huh?
Go ahead.
The other stuff.
the stuff I don't listen to.
That right there that you heard is more mainstream, you know what I'm saying, you know, a little late back, you know what I'm saying, for the listeners, you know. But I hit them on another note, you know what I'm saying, what they, you know, would they be expecting that. It's more of an underground sound, but still trying to hit up top with it. You know, it's, you know, I say my, you know, if you hear the other stuff, it's basically like taking you on an amusement park ride.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? Take you on a dark alley.
Okay.
Take you piggyback, you know what I'm saying, back to where I'm from, you know what I mean? And when you come out that ride, you're going to be straight.
All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, when you hear that, you know I'm coming. Worry up. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's what it is right there, you know? Yeah, Silk C, the T.O.T., a.k.a. the Dawn of All Dawns, a.k.a. Silk Pognon, P.O.I.M., Protect Your Neck, Wu-Tang Management, Brooklyn, Silk, can I get a Silk? Maybe all day long, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was going to ask you, who you working with on this album, man?
You know what I'm saying? Well, this song that you heard is, you know, I'm featuring one of my brothers, Capadon, out of Wu-Tang.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's Sister Love. That's the single that's out right now. It's about, you know, I got my older brothers from Brooklyn Zoo. You know what I'm saying? They'll be on the album. I got it from Sons of Man. It's all Wu-Tang under the umbrella mostly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, my brothers and basically, you know, yeah, that's what it is right there. You know, this is my, it's, you know, I've been down since, you know, 95, technically. You know, I've been down since the beginning. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, it's like, I've been waiting my turn to really come out with my debut, even though I've been out on records and anything. It's, you know, my debut. You know what I mean?
Tell some
turn.
People, what are some of the records you've been out on?
Oh, man, you know, like, I Got Your Money, that's Dirty Song, you know what I mean? You know, the Nigga Please album, the song is called Getting High, you know what I mean? Basically, you know, saying the No Money song is called No Money. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's a different songs, you know what I mean? Also, that was ghost written and this and that. You know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of times, you know, we'd be in the studio and we'd be in the crowd parts or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like on the hooks and this and that too. And plus, at the same time, you know, being on the road or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and doing us, and just remix the dog shit, you know, Dirty Song that was out, you know what I'm saying, you know, on the We Take Forever album, you know,
okay.
But actually, you know what I'm saying, he died before it could come out, you know what I'm saying, so a lot of the drama started happening before a lot of the stuff came out that we was working on, so I was pretty upset about it.
So do you get to revisit that or bring some of that stuff out that you was working on now on your new album that's upcoming?
Yeah, no doubt. I'm about to bring it. I'm about to bring that, like I said, the remix, the dog shit, I'm putting that out too. That's coming out, Dirty and Me and All. I got a couple of songs with me and him on it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to have, yeah. You definitely going to hear that. I would be surprised if some people with some stuff that they ain't expecting to hear that I've been holding on to and holding out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't just give it up.
Don't hold out too much longer.
You're right. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Well, this is it. You know what I'm saying? This is it. Definitely right here. I'm definitely dropping it. I'm dropping it like it's hot. I'm going to be pushing them out. Like, pushing them way out. You know what I'm saying? As many as possible. You know what I'm saying? So this is it. This is just the beginning of it right here.
Right. So when are you looking to come out with your album?
Well, it was going to come out in, you know, the early part of the summer, so it'll probably come out by fall, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking at right now. So I got the mixtapes coming out and then, you know, the album coming out and, you know, just a couple of other mixtapes and whatever, you know, people have been asking me, you know, I'm doing a lot of stuff with them cats from overseas, too. So, I mean, the workload has been pretty heavy, you know what I mean? So,
have you been doing shows?
Yeah, well, immediately I haven't been doing too many shows, but the last show I just did, I'm out here in Vegas right now, so, you know what I'm saying, I'm a long way from Brooklyn, but I've been out here for a minute working on some things, and then Capadonna had a show out here. So, you know, I jumped on that show real quick. And The last show was the whole Wu-Tang show we did over at House of Blues at Mandalay Bay. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I've made a few appearances here and there. They seem antsy about waiting for me to drop something, and, you know, and come out with it. So I got that single out right now, but I didn't push as hard as I can push through. I've been working on these projects and anything.
Are you planning on doing the video for it?
What happened?
You planning on doing the video?
Yeah, no doubt. I was just talking to Cap about it the other day, and we about to shoot a video, for that song right there. So how was y'all feeling that video? I mean, the song. Did you dig it?
Yeah, I was digging it. Like I said, you're staying true to the Wu sound. You know, the old Wu sound. You know, back in the 95-96 day.
Yeah, well, you know, they want to hear that classic, you know, stuff. You know what I mean? They want to hear that classic shit. I'm trying to still keep it popping like that, you know what I'm saying? Showing them the love, keeping the roots real. You know, but I'm saying I'm going to hit them with some other stuff. I got some club banging stuff that's I'm going to be dropping, you know what I'm saying? And also, like, on some, on the South type shit. I'm doing something with, you know, somebody from the Midwest, too. We're about to drop this stuff here. It don't even sound like no Wu-Tang stuff, but you could tell it's me on it, you know what I mean?
Okay. So you trying to make Butter dance in the club? Get on top of the
timeline?
Yeah, I'm trying to get Butter out there on that dance floor, load up, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. I want to keep the party atmosphere alive as well as me doing that hardcore stuff, you know?
Right.
I want to just entertain them all the way around,
right.
You know what I mean? So we got to.
I got to say something, man. I got a problem with people thinking that you can do, like, people can't enjoy hardcore. Like, I know for me, there's some hardcore songs that it's like you can dance to that shit.
You know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying
that a lot of people, when they think hardcore, they think, oh, it's a song that can't be danced to. You can do a hardcore song. I mean, we was dancing all the hardcore songs, so-called hardcore songs. I'm like, I don't see why people say, oh, it's hardcore, you can't dance to it. Why not?
Well, you know that candy-ass shit, you know what I'm saying, niggas be playing, people are getting tired of it, you know what I'm saying? It sounds too bubblegumish. You know, you got adults that's in the clubs, too, that want to have fun.
Hold on.
Ain't out here a bunch of kids and all that all the time.
It ain't even bubblegum. I like bubblegum.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? But it's like this. It's got to be around for everybody. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's just like when you put the kids to sleep and you want to go and you want to have drinks and have fun and party and listen to your music with your friends. At the same time, the kids, they know when they want to party, they want to hear what they want to hear. And at the same time, you know, there's a good vibe and it's between, you know what I'm saying, the ages or whatever. If you got something that everybody will like, you know what I'm saying, that's a good thing to where it's just like, you know, just like I can't just sit up and listen to the same thing all day. I don't even listen to rap music all day, you know what I'm saying?
Huh.
I can't listen
can't
to it all day long. You know what I mean? I don't listen to anything. I try listening to jazz and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to listen to some jazz. I'm going to chill out. You know what I mean? And then I get tired of hearing that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I know, it's like, I think everybody's just sitting
so
here.
Basically, you're saying variety is the spice of life.
Yeah, variety. And people want to hear different things. Sometimes you want to get fucking rowdy in the fucking club, man. Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You want to have a good time. And, you know, you want to just let your head down and wow the fuck out. And then other times, you know what I'm saying? You want to be kind of just chill. You want to be laid back. It just depends on the mood you're in. But I want to make them songs and make you want to get your ass up there and shake that ass no matter what, you know?
Shake that ass.
You know, so you could be in a bad mood and all that. But when you hear my joints, like the one you just heard is cool, but that ain't really what that's for. But the ones that I come out with, you know what I'm saying, them club bangers here, I want even the old people, everybody, young, old, everybody getting up there. The old people doing the camel walk, whatever. I don't give a
camel
walk. You know
what I'm
saying?
Is that
your
dance?
The camel walk?
I
don't recall.
The camel walk. I know my grandfather and all of them.
All right.
Camel walk. Funky chicken and all that shit, you know what I mean? All them funny dances they was doing. Yeah, but I'm saying it's all. It's all I'd like to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? Them dancing to it. You know what I mean? I want to have everybody having a good time, you know?
I got to ask you this question, man. It ain't necessarily about rap music. We started off the show talking about, I don't know if you heard, the United States apologized for slavery. I just want to ask, what you think of that?
They apologize for slavery? Yeah. They need to apologize for some motherfucking checks is what they need to do. Apologies is cool. Yeah, I appreciate it and anything. But everybody else is getting money for their endearment or whatever they've been through. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All this suffering and pain. Everybody else is getting money. Well, we need money. I even got a song. I got a song called No Money. You know what I'm saying? That's been out for a while. Word up. Yeah, that's how I feel. But, yo, thank you, America, for acknowledging us. I guess maybe that's happened since we got Obama, you know what I'm saying, as president. So he's trying to, you know, do some things to show equal rights, you know what I'm saying, equal things, you know, for our country and people to stop being on this racial situation. Because I'm not racial at all. I like everybody.
Well, you know, fix and racial rehab here.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, like everybody. I don't want to be stuck.
We don't want to be stuck either.
Man, it's all good. You know, they want to show us some love. Now show us some money. show the money. Show me your money.
Hey, no. Hey, show me your money.
We're all waiting on the money.
That's right.
We are always on the money.
Jerry Squire.
Dang.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you that because I know a lot of times we talk to a few hip-hop artists, and, you know, we never get into things that are happening nowadays, you know, so people can know that some hip-hop artists can talk about more than themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really into talking about myself. It just only comes out in these rhymes or whatever, but, you know, I like to talk about topics and what's going on. Like, for instance, you know, the Korean War, and they're trying to bring that all the way back, and they're talking about taking America out and this and that, you know, they're really pissed off at us right now, so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So on that note right there, I'm going to be on that Rodney King type tip, you know what I'm saying? Can't we all just get along, man? You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to be here and have my kids be here. I ain't thinking about no nuclear wars, man. We need to get along, and whatever the problem is, we need to come up with some kind of solution that everybody's going to be happy. Because if you take us, you know, I mean, America ain't going to take that shit any damn way. It's going to be going to be hell out there. You know that. It's going to be hell
out of bounds. We
already know.
Out of bounds.
We are. They'll be hell to pay if they fuck with us. So, but I just really, I don't have nothing against them or nobody else. They just need to, people just need to calm down and try to live. Why is everybody so pro, you know what I'm saying, destruction, man? I want to be pro-life. I want to live a long time and see my children grow and watch them if I can make it. You know what I mean? I want to keep it popping, you know what I'm saying, you know, until the wheels fall off. You know what I'm saying? What happened to the love, man? What happened to the love?
You know, I've been saying that on the show forever. I said we got the love movement. We got
the love movement.
I'm about love. Because everybody on this, I'm hard. I'm like, about love is hard. Love is hard to hate.
Man, love is hard, man. And people, right, if you find a motherfucker to love you, you in good shape. Because they many people loving nobody. Everybody's awesome, scared to talk to you. They talk to you on the internet, they cool. Y'all can get a relationship and get it proper. But if you be out there on the street and you try to holler at a female or whatever, she going to look at you like you damn crazy. You know what I'm saying? Why you talking to her? That's the reason why I made that song, Sister Love. What happened? That's the name of it. You know what I'm saying? What happened?
That's
when you see me walking down the street, you need to speak. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the lyrics. You need to listen to it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? With your mouth poked out, you need to speak. You know what I mean?
I can say that's definitely one of the things that's lost in this generation, that a lot of people are more about texting and all that stuff, but nobody wants to just say hi.
Exactly. What did we all do before all this technology?
And then that's what it was.
Face-to-face. It was face-to-face happening.
Face-to-face physical embracement. Now, it's all technical. It's all sex. Everything is over the internet now. You don't even need a partner. So they just doing
half the time, you don't know who the hell you're talking to.
Yeah.
it's all divided. It's all division. Everything is divided. So now, yeah, everything is A, like asexual. You don't even need a mate to even make a baby. So they ain't thinking shit.
That's true.
So,
that's
crazy, man. We need love. We need unity.
Yeah, didn't that come out today about some folks were shocked, I don't know why, when they were saying that, oh, those aren't Michael Jackson's kids.
Oh, they're not the biological parents.
I'm like, y'all didn't know that when you first saw them?
You're talking about Michael Jackson's kids?
Yes. People were shocked that they're saying, oh, those aren't Michael Jackson's kids. I'm like, they were blonde hair and blue eyes. No, they ain't Michael Jackson's kids. I mean, he probably raised them, but they weren't his biological kids. That was physically impossible.
Physically
impossible.
Now, what about the last child? What do you think about the last child?
Nothing.
You asking me what I think about the last
child? Yeah, that one looks like Michael.
I don't think anything is really impossible when you got technology, you got all that money. I'm saying so. I really never really, you know, look deep into his business or even think about how his kids were obtained to be his, you know what I mean? But I figure it's just his business. And, you know, I mean, I really wish the media would stay out of his.
Right.
Even though they're not going to do it, I really wish they would. I wish they'd stop pushing the people into me. And I don't care who's listening. You know what I'm saying? Fuck him. Man, I'm telling
all the
stress that he's caused, you know, I think that's what killed him more than anything.
Yep. They did it when he was high, and now he's doing
the media.
They need to leave him alone.
From the media, yeah, and everything. I mean, it's too much. How much can a motherfucker take? Damn.
Right. I haven't watched the news since he died, because I was I know it's going to be all Michael Jackson all day, every day.
They
just don't know how to leave him alone. It's sad.
It's sad, you know. Like look what happened. I didn't want to go into it because then we'll be on a whole long discussion about how I feel about certain things. Word up, man.
Hey, say what you feel, man. Say what you feel.
You know, think about Red Fox. You know what I'm saying? You know, the IRS. He had a real heart attack. He faked all of them on his show on, you know, Sanford and Son.
Right.
He had a real heart attack from him stressing around and taking everything he had and putting him on blast. You know what I'm saying? The same thing with Sammy Davis Jr. You know what I'm saying? OJ is in jail at his age and this and that. I don't believe he did all that shit either. I don't care. Just because the media says it and comedians are always making jokes about it, that means that it's true. That don't mean shit to me. And I don't
agree with you.
I don't think niggas is that damn stupid to be doing that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's heinous crimes like that. It's usually only committed by people that I won't even go into. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. You already know, man.
Yeah. I'm with you, bro. I am with you 100%.
You know what I'm saying? So they need to leave Mike and Joe the fuck alone. And all that shit. Leave his family alone. Let him mourn. God.
Exactly.
Let him mourn. Shit. Let him relax. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can relax, but damn. You know they're going to screw me. They, as old as Joe Jackson is, they all got his ass in the news talking about, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to have the babies go there and all that. Because he used to beat Michael and shit. Like this old man is going to be sitting up beating them kids and all that. You know, so everybody got whoopings they ass whooped when they was young. I don't know if the kids wasn't bad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, last time I checked, them ass whoopings made Michael Jackson to be the number one artist ever.
Exactly.
That's right. He got whooped all the way in the fame. All the way out. Number one. Number one. And it goes to
Yeah, I got to talk to my daddy. Like, damn, man, you ain't whoop my ass like that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, whoop my ass in the stardom. Shit, right. You know, that's what most people would think. I mean, look, he broke more records. He's bigger than Elvis Presley and married his daughter. You know what I'm saying? So not too many people was happy about that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, cataloging and everything worth so much, man. I mean, he broke too many records, G. He's like, yeah, phenomenal. A phenomenon. They had to break him down. Can't have no nigga being, I don't care how what it is and how much they say they love you, can't have you being no icon and more people looking up to you than their government or anybody else. They look the more Michael Jackson was more impressionable than anybody in the whole world, than anyone.
So
you can't even think of one person that was bigger than him.
No, Mike had America on lock when he was, what, 10?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, come on, think about it. Even, you know, then they had to ridicule him and taint his name and taint him as a person and all that and make him a joke. That's what their aim was. But, you know, he was just bigger than life, bigger than the United States, bigger than America and the whole world. See, everyone loves him. If you mention Michael Jackson, the whole world, and when they, even little kids, they didn't even know who he was. Family can tell you, oh, Michael, oh, Michael! Grown ass men passing out and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? From Mike and all that stuff.
Oh.
Passing out. Europeans, especially. You know what I'm saying? Because they, you know. I mean,
nah, well, yo, Mike made music that everybody could feel.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody who can say they listened to a Michael Jackson song and didn't feel it.
And didn't feel. I mean, think about it. So, like you said, since he was a baby till now, you know, he was young until recently, you know. And I'm just saying, man, I can say whatever I want because people don't think what they want, but I know in my heart, man. Michael Jackson, I never heard of him doing anything but nothing good for people and spending all his money trying to help kids and all that and taking his time out. And shit, if he never had a chance to live as a kid and do those things because he was, you know what I'm saying? He had to constantly work day and night or whatever, you know, from a strict family, his father, whatever, to being Michael Jackson, making him that superstar. So when he got the time, you know, and the money, you know, and to be able to be a kid again, if that's what he decided to do, that was his own prerogative.
Right.
He wasn't hurting nobody. And I don't really think the world is so crazy that anything that's correct, or if you're monogamous, or you're this, or you're that, you know what I'm saying? Or anything that's just supposed to be right, then that means you're corny. Or you ain't right. You ain't supposed to love your family or your wife or your husband or your kids or this or that. Niggas laugh at you and think that you're corny. You know, when all you talk about is We Are the World and bringing people together and real good love songs. I mean, I never would get sad listening to Michael Jackson song.
No. I recall one of the last songs that I saw the video, They Don't Really Care About Us. People really have looked at that song in its entirety in what he's trying to say. You know, because I'm thinking he's talking about the majority who don't really care about the minority. And I'm not talking about from a racial perspective. I'm just talking about there's a majority of people who are stupid. And they don't like people who don't want to be stupid with them.
Well, I don't remember hearing that song.
They Don't Really Care About Us? There's a video.
You'll
have to check that out. I don't know. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't seen it.
I suggest you check that one out. They Don't Really Care About Us. Michael Jackson, he's got a video. It wouldn't get any mainstream play. They just say that it's along the lines of your public enemy, KRS-One.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, he's hardcore with it.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah. See, the problem, basically, you know, I stopped basically tuning in so much because I couldn't stand the controversy.
Right.
But I figured they're just savage to me and just turned me off so much. You know what I'm saying? The media is who raised him. You know what I'm saying? And star status beside his family. You know what I'm saying? But, and they made him, and then they killed him.
Broke him down. And I think that's a cautionary tale for every potential musician out there, you know, myself included, not to be no one but yourself. Because
right.
No matter what, at the end of the day, you're the one who has to live with what you, who you are, being comfortable in your own skin. And I thought, I like talking to you right now. It's like, you know, I want to hang out with you, man. We got some more things we need to holler at.
Well, when you come to Chicago?
Well,
yo, I mean, yeah, I want to hang out with y'all too, man. I appreciate that, man. Basically, I'm trying to get out there soon. You know, y'all let me know if y'all got something popping out there, whatever. All
right. Well,
I want to ask you, how long are you going to be in Vegas?
I'll probably be here for a minute. I'm kind of loving the way, you know, the old scenery and everything.
Hey, I'm gonna be there at the end of the month, so I'll look you up when I get to Vegas.
Oh, you already know that's what's up. That's
all right.
What's
well, how
where are you gonna be in Vegas?
I'm gonna be in Vegas.
Then what?
The week after Comic Con, I'm going to Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, man, you should come down here. The second to last week of July is the comic book convention here in San Diego. It's the biggest thing on the West Coast. You should check it out.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Let me know, you know, how you know, the logistics on or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
And come hang out with Dick Hunger.
Yeah, we can hang out. We can talk and taste about some things.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That sounds like a plan right there.
Very cool. Well, you have an open invitation. On Smooth Drama?
Call in, video, song, whatever.
Whatever.
I'll at you, boy.
Yo, I appreciate that. Much love to Smooth Drama. I want to give a big shout out, you know what I'm saying, to Smooth Drama, man. You know what I'm saying, and how y'all get down with it. You know, y'all got it going on over there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hitting real topics, playing good music. You know what I'm saying? And showing much love to the artists and to the fans out there. So y'all keep tuning in and listening in. You know what I'm saying? Or left and Silk Ski. The DOT, aka Silk Corleone, the Thorn of All Thorns, the Missing Element, the True Disciple, you know what I'm saying? Bruce Leroy, Tiger Eye Red, Big Rock. It goes on and on to the break of dawn, but it don't stop. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go get some popcorn because we're going to intermission. Word up.
that was cool. Well, thank you for, you know, letting us talk with you, and I'll definitely have Mr. Hugger here.
I'm hollering at you, man.
Connect with you.
Oh, honestly. Yeah, I didn't really, like I told her, I didn't mean to cuss you. I didn't want to mention that word, man. But,
no.
Yeah, much
sure.
Love to you, baby.
We did.
I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? That's what
it's
meant.
I'm just trying to represent realness, man. That's all.
The realness, that's what's up, you know what I'm saying? And butter pecan up in the house, you know, I told her that's my favorite ice cream. Okay, long. You know what I mean? You know how we do it. Load up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna get you that hardcore stuff. I'm gonna get you that music. You know, I'm in the hotel over here right now. They having a problem. You know what I'm saying with the internet thing.
Okay.
No matter. You know what it is.
We'll be looking for that.
Hit us up, and we'll be looking for you. And like I said, anytime you want to come on and holler about whatever's going on your mind. It ain't got to be about your music. You can just
whatever
you want to holler about.
I want to keep y'all posted on what's going on, too, you know. The Dirty Movie is coming out, you know, soon, so y'all stay tuned for that, you know what I'm saying?
All right, I'm ready to get dirty.
You know what I'm saying? My brother, man, you know what I'm saying? The stuff keeps coming out, and a lot of good things happening, man, you know. Wu-Tang is still here, still alive. Brooklyn Zoo, big shout out to PYN, Protect Your Neck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, well, I just got that new breakout, too. Blackout.
Oh, you just got it?
Red Man and
Meth, yeah, no doubt. That's what
yeah,
I'm about right here.
Hot.
No doubt, man.
Well, very cool.
Just hitting on a sticky icky over here, man. You know,
all right, man. You do your thing.
Thank you.
I'll be hollering at you.
All right. Much love to y'all. Well, I was giving my shout-outs, but if it's, you know, I want before I go, you know what I'm saying, word to Brooklyn Zoo, you know, Shorty Shit Stain, Murdoch, you know, 12 o'clock, boot him up, you know what I'm saying, Ray Zahn, the zookeeper, you know what I'm saying, and Silski, Pocket Chief, you know what I'm saying, and K Blunt, and the 5 foot hyper sniper, Barney Rubble. Load up, man. You know how we do it. Much love to RZA, the whole Wu-Tang Clan, everybody, you know what we do. Fit Kappa Don, you know what I'm saying, getting it on, you know what I'm saying, for real, you know what I mean? Yeah, Inspector Deck. We talk to everybody, saying you got, you know what I'm saying, we got Master Killer, you know, Raekwon, Ghostface, Method Man, you know what I'm saying, you know what it is.
Nice,
and man. Word up, man. Much love to everybody in the radio station. San Diego, yo, y'all keep it there. Just don't keep it square, because I'm on my way there. Word up, man. You already know what it is. All right, much love to y'all. Yo, Leo, big props out to Leo, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can't forget about him.
I don't mention Leo.
Yo, you didn't mention me, son. Leo, you know what I'm saying, from Bungalow, getting it on you, Bungalow Universal. What's up, Leo? Still got up, baby. You know what we do, son. We're keeping it popping, son. Word up, man. All right.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Peace out, man.
Bye.
All right, peace. Bye-bye.
Very cool.
That was cool.
Silski. And you can find him on YouTube. One word. Silski. S-I-L-K-S-K-I.
Putting it down.
He was cool. Maybe we'll get him down here in San Diego. Keeping contact with him, Mr.
I'm
DH.
I'm hollering at him. I'm the DH.
You are the DH. You don't want to say Dick Thunder.
It's all good.
That's okay.
I guess.
You know. But, you know, they all want to say Buck. But, you know.
Oh, man.
Well, you know.
I guess.
We need to take a space out. Well, I guess not. Because we only got, like, 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Orange water.
Okay. So like orange soda?
Yeah, you know, my man Silski was giving a shout out. I'm going to give a shout out to a town that ain't the town no more.
What is it?
Picture Oklahoma.
What?
Yeah. Picture Oklahoma has been vacated and closed down because it is one of the nation's largest and most polluted toxic waste sites here in America and probably the world.
So what, they kicked everybody out of the town and said?
Yes, the government brought everybody out. They deemed it too dangerous because it was like 30-40% of the kids were suffering from lead poisoning.
Where was their water coming from?
I guess, you know, the little underground streams and whatnot, and
okay.
There was so much lead and everything that the water, the creeks,
and it's not
orange water.
It's not affecting all the other outer lying town. It's only that town. Oh shit! Okay. Did you fuck it up?
Yeah, you just fucked it up.
Okay.
You go to this one town, Pitcher, Oklahoma.
Okay.
So everybody, give a shout out to Pitcher, Oklahoma, because that town is no more.
No, and I just. Oh.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I mean, if you somewhere near Pitcher, Oklahoma.
Get out.
You might want to move.
You might want to go somewhere else.
Don't drink the water. Yeah. Funny how you can say that in the United States.
I know. Water.
Don't drink the water.
But on that note, you know, send us your topics, too.
SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com.
And text the word.
SmoothDrama.
To the number 41411.
From your mobile device.
To stay connected to our future events. Don't forget about the album release party. And on that note, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on Thursday night at what time?
9 o'clock.
Same station, same time, different topic.
Same smooth drama.
With Dick Hugga and Bubba Pecan. So we will see you on Thursday night. Thanks for tuning in.
Peace.
Nice.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the
is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.